This year is brought to you by TurtleWeb.org.
That pain has been exhilarating and overwhelming to be able to welcome a Rebbe to our Kehila. Chazal tell us, Asir Lefarav, the responsibility in life to find for ourselves a Rebbe. Find for ourselves somebody. We first of all learn Torah. Somebody who is the source, the wellspring of so much of the Torah that we have. I find myself, I sat in our first shiur for 6 years. We learned together with Arusa. He tolerated me. I sat there. He learned for several years. I find myself in the course of shiurim, drashos, etc. Ideas coming back to me that I hadn't remembered and I hadn't recalled in so long, that I was able to absorb the Torah. It helps us in guiding our decision. There is not any consequential decision in my life over the past 25 years that I have not consulted with Reb Tversky. Natal and I, when any decision has come up, have called Rebbe to figure out what to do. In only one circumstance did he tell me what to do. Every other circumstance, he helped formulate, he helped guide how it is that we should look at it. The one circumstance in which he told me what to do was when I was trying to figure out what to do when Rabbi Drzanski was leaving the shul, and he told me, "You are not to leave yeshiva." And I thank him dearly for that. He was with us every day to be able to teach Torah in yeshiva. But there's another aspect as well that I don't think I quite understood as well until more recently. This past year I was involved in a delicate community matter and felt very strongly that I was trying to be Mekadesh and Shemayim and trying to work in order to do what was right. Until my Rebbe called me and explained to me the mistakes that I was making. It was an extraordinarily difficult conversation, and I'm so, so appreciative to have had somebody with the clarity and the willingness to call and to have that difficult conversation. I really want to take the opportunity publicly to thank my Rebbe, to thank Reb Tversky, yes, Mechila, for some of the angst that I caused along the way, but really to try and give everybody else the bracha. When Chazal tell us, Asei Lecha Rav, they knew what they were talking about. They always knew what they were talking about. But it's something that as we're taking the cheshbon, the introspection of what these days are about, is to make sure we have that person. We have somebody from whom we learn Torah, we have somebody from whom we can seek etza and guidance, and we have somebody who is going to be willing to have difficult conversations with us even when we're not prepared to have them. And if we can live our lives through that framework, then Be'ezras Hashem, the days ahead will be days of clarity, will be days of closeness in which we will achieve a deeper connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. And so with that, that's a kavod gadol, we should introduce Mori Rabbi or Meir Tversky.
Thank you very much. Shos HaRabbanim, the Rosh Yeshiva, Mariv HaRavosai. I think Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashkiach, the legendary Mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, held himself to the standard that he never gave a shmooze on a midah unless he felt that he had first cultivated that midah himself. If I were to hold myself to that standard, I would be unemployed. So instead, I give shmoozing on midahs that I'm looking to acquire and I'm looking to cultivate. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the blessing of Yom Kippurim, among other things, as we recount in Musaf after the Seder Avodah, as a Yom Simas Ahav Avereyos. I think probably usually translated a day to foster, to propagate love and fellowship. In pondering that mandate, we confront, without engaging in hyperbole, an existential question. How can Klal Yisrael possibly fulfill this noble mandate when, especially in Eretz Yisrael, some of the issues that separate us are literally issues of life and death, and the respective positions are polar opposites? Not to ignore the pink elephant in the room, one case in point, not the only case in point, is the issue of the Haredi draft. Now, the stakes of Simas Ahava Vireyus, whether we succeed, Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan, so I won't articulate the other possibility. The stakes couldn't be greater. Rashi quotes the Sifri in Parshas Vezos HaBrocha on the Pasuk Vayihi Vishurim Melech Vesasef Rashi Om Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes most of the sources that we'll mention, you have in front of you. Rashi quotes Davar Acher B'Hisas from Yachad Ba'Aguda Achas, when they gather together as one cohesive unit, V'Shalom Beinehem, and there's peace between them, Hu Malkam. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself as their Melech. V'lo, and not Rachmanu Litzlan, sheyesh machlokes b'neihem. If we needed this Maima Chazal to be concretized, so it was. And we're approaching the second Yahrzeit, the second anniversary of that concretization. On Shmini Atzeres, 2 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that terrible day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't revealing Himself as Melech Yisrael. It was a day that was preceded by terrible sinas hachem. So the stakes couldn't be greater. Now the twin topics of the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael and the issur of sinas chinam, of lasisna sechicha bilvavecha, is too big to be treated in a single shir. So b'neder b'siyata d'shmaya, tonight we're going to focus primarily, maybe even exclusively, on the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael and the Isser Sinner between different groups of Shomei Torah Mitzvahs. And on some other occasion, maybe we'll speak Blinadu more fully of Mitzvahs Avos Yisrael towards our not yet religious brethren. But two other programmatic notes. In attempting to construct a framework for dealing with the challenge of Simas Ahava Vireyus in the face of such vital, divisive issues, hopefully will cover many, but not all, relevant aspects and facets. Additionally, the presentation will be somewhat patchwork. And that's for two reasons. The first is my own inadequacy. And the second is that the approach to this issue is really multifactorial, unless it does need a combination of perspectives. Let's begin with the most basic question. Is there indeed a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael even in the face of the most divisive life and death issues? Maybe when each side thinks that the other is just wrong, it's not an elu va'elu dispute. Each side thinks that the other is simply wrong and acting shelo kedin, and it's so divisive, maybe there isn't a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael in that situation. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, mitzvah al kol adam le'ev was kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael kegufo. Shenema v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. In the Parish of Mishnayos, after what's the full import of Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael, the Rambam has already elaborated and already spelled out in his Parish of Mishnayos, in the Hakdamah to Parak Chelek, where the Rambam famously enumerates the Yud Gimel Ikorim. So after presenting the 13 fundamental principles of faith, the Rambam writes, "V'kasha yiyu kayomim la'odam kol ha'yesodos halalu ve'emunosu bohem amitis." When a person genuinely believes, subscribes to these ikarim, to these fundamental principles of belief, harehu nichnas b'chlal Yisrael, which means that in Hilchos Deos, the halacha we just looked at before, called Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael, that's who's being described. Okay, there was supposed to be a drum roll during that, but I don't know. I guess the B'nai Yishuv text that isn't really a... Not up to muster him. Should I leave it in here? So the Rambam says that if a person is a believing Jew, sincerely, regardless of whatever averos he may be guilty of, for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold that individual accountable, but nevertheless, we all have an obligation of mitzvah la'ahavu. So it's clear that even in the presence of such divisive life and death issues, disagreements, there is a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. The Yom Simas Ava Vareyos, the mandate of Simas Ava Vareyos, is operational. The modifier that the Rambam has in Hilchos Eivel is, there isn't time to talk about that, is relevant to the added
activities that he catalogs there in Hilchos Avel. Now, in addition to the... Just ignore it. In addition to the mitzvah, the mitzvah's essay of Avas Yisrael, of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, there is, of course, a los essay, a prohibition not to hate another Jew, not to inwardly harbor hatred for another Jew. The Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Deis as well, called Asone Echad Mi'Yisrael Belibo. If one, again, harbors inwardly hatred, again, for Echad Mi'Yisrael, it can be someone from whom we are set apart by profound disagreements on very repercussive issues. Over Belosa says, Shenem alosisna sechicha vilvavacha. Now, seemingly, there is an exception to both of these mitzvahs, both the mitzvahs essay and the mitzvahs los essay. The Gemara in Psachim, speaking of someone who observes a fellow Jew commit an aveira, the Gemara initially says, mutar lisnoso, that there's a dispensation that it's permissible to hate. But ultimately, the Gemara progresses and concludes that not only is it mutter, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah l'snosa. There's a mitzvah to hate such an individual. Shenema yiras Hashem sinas ra. One expression of yiras Hashem is a rejection and a hatred of evil. The Rambam, in fact, codifies this. You have it right after the Gemara in front of you. At the end of Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, the pasuk on which the Gemara is commenting that elicits the comment of mutter and ultimately mitzvah l'snoso is the pasuk in the context of the parsha Priko Te'ina, the mitzvah of if one sees a fellow Jew and the animal is staggering with its load, to either help load or unload. So the Torah in that context speaks of kisira chamor sona achra. You'll see the donkey of someone whom you hate. So the Rambam codifies this Gemara, hasoni shenema b'Torah hum Yisrael lo me umos ha'olam. V'heich yil Yisrael sone mi Yisrael v'akosuv omer lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha. So what is the Torah describing? Amu chachamim, says the Rambam, which is again the Gemara in Psachim, kigon sheva'uhu levado she'ovar avera v'hisra bo v'lo chazar hareza mitzvah l'sono ad she'yasa tshuva v'yachsa me'risho. It's a mitzvah to hate such an individual. But what's very interesting, and this incisive insight I owe to my son, is that the Rambam doesn't mention this in Hilchos Deos. We would have expected that when the Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah of Lehov called Echad V'Echad Yisrael, and on the other hand, there's a mitzvah Losa say of Kol Asoni Echad Yisrael, there should have been a qualifier. The Rambam should have said there is an exception to that rule. There is an exception that if you see that the person is brazenly committing an avera, brazenly because he gives him hasra'a, he admonishes the person before the fact, and the person contemptuously ignores that warning, so then mitzvah l'snoso, and yet the Rambam doesn't mention it as an exception. So the Baal HaTanya isn't relating to this question in the Rambam, but he does famously deal with this halacha. And the question is really a double question in terms of that the Rambam should have listed an exception to both mitzvahs. A, to mitzvah leo kol echad miYisrael, and B, the issa, the prohibition of kol shonei echad miYisrael, and yet the Rambam presents both of those categorically. So it's really a double question. The Baal HaTanya deals with one of those two questions. Why this mitzvah lesnoso isn't listed, doesn't constitute an exception to the mitzvah le'ahov. And it's the third line from the end of the excerpt that you have in front of you. V'gam ha-mukurovim eila v'hochicham v'lo shavu me'avanoseihem she-mitzvah l'snosam mitzvah la'ohavam gamken. Baal HaTanya says there's a mitzvah to simultaneously love and hate. Those two attitudes, the Baal HaTanya says, can harmoniously coexist. Mitzvah lo'avam gamken, ushtehem hein emes, sino mitzad harasha bahem, v'ahava mitzad b'chinas hatov hagonos shebahem. One hates the evil in the person, and one loves that inner core spark of good. So that's one resolution of the problem as to why the mitzvah lesnoso case is not listed as an exception to mitzvahs avos Yisrael, says the Baal HaTanya, because it isn't. The two should coexist. Be'ezus Hashem will try to develop a slight but significant variation on that answer. And as perspective and background on that answer, just mention an insight of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his introduction to the Sefer with which he's forever identified, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he writes that one of the ploys of the Yetzer Hara is to make a mitzvah seem impossible to fulfill. If the mitzvah seems to us to make unrealistic demands, to set the bar too high, so then our natural, if you're going to flunk the test, there's no reason to bother studying. If the mitzvah seems to be making unrealistic demands, so then we don't even attempt to fulfill the mitzvah. Chafetz Chaim says that's one of the reasons that there was such widespread neglect of Issa Lashon Hara, because of an exaggerated sense of what constitutes Lashon Hara. That people felt that it was too onerous, too difficult, unrealistic. So let's just have that perspective in the back of our mind as we try to develop, again, a variation on what the Baal HaTanya says, but with a difference. To do that, let's for a moment leave aside this sugya and talk about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. So the Mishnah in Avos, with which you're all familiar, Antignus Yisocho Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik, Hu HaYo'omeh Al Tiyu Ka'avodim Hamshamshin Sarav O'Menas L'Kabel Pras, Ela Havu Ka'avodim Hamshamshin HaSarav Shalom O'Menas L'Kabel Pras. One should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu altruistically, without taking into account Socha V'Onesh. One should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu purely lishma. But then Antignus Yisocho says, "But v'hi marosh hamayim aleichem, But don't think that even if one attains that exalted level of being Oved Me'ava, that Yiras Hashem becomes dispensable. No, V'hi Mor Shamayim Aleichem, a person has to maintain Yiras Hashem, even the Avraham Avinu, the paradigm of an Oved Me'ava, even Avraham Avinu has to continue to maintain and to cultivate his Yiras Shamayim. V'hi Mor Shamayim Aleichem. The Rambam explains why that is. V'omar, line 3 in the excerpt you have in front of you. V'im heyoschem ovdim me'ahava al tanicho hayira legamre. Don't neglect yira. Yira is not simply a stepping stone to ahava, and then, you know, once you get the level you want, you can take away the ladder if you're interested in staying on that level. Yira is not simply a stepping stone to ahava. Ki kvar ba'a gam ken b'torah ha-mitzvah b'yira v'hu omros Hashem alokecha tira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents Yiras Shamayim as a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, it means a person doesn't outgrow it. You don't outgrow a mitzvah. If it was intended as a stepping stool, as a stage, then it couldn't be presented as a mitzvah. A mitzvah is the doros. V'omru chachamim avod me'ahava avod me'yira. They're complementary modalities. V'omru ha'oev lo yachmitz mitzvah v'hayore lo yavo al asara. So here this is very, very significant. The Rambam says that avas Hashem will only inspire a person to fulfill mitzvah's essay. Yira is necessary to ensure his compliance with mitzvah's essay. Again, ahava inspires fulfillment of mitzvah's essay, but yira is necessary to ensure compliance with mitzvah's essay. When we look carefully in Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam presents this idea there as well. If you take a look in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, so Al Yoma Odom Hareini Osa Mitzvah Satorah, it's somewhat subtle, but if we pick up on the subtlety, it's explicit. Al Yoma Odom Hareini Osa Mitzvah Satorah V'osek b'chochmoso k'desha kabel kol habrochos ha'ksuvos bo k'desha eskel chayim haba. A person should not incentivize himself to say, I'm going to do the mitzvos ha-Torah so that I'll receive reward. V'efrosh min ha-averos, and I will abstain from averos, again, so that I'll avoid punishment. So notice how the Rambam is using the term mitzvos. He's not using it, as sometimes is done, as a term that encompasses both asay and los asay. Right? He's clearly using mitzvos only for mitzvos asay. Al yoma odam hareini osa mitzvos haTorah, I will actively fulfill the mitzvos asay. And al yoma ve'efrosh min averos, and I will abstain from averos. No, a person shouldn't incentivize himself that way, because that's Oved Me'ira. The Rambam continues in Halacha Beis. So what should a person do? Ha'oved Me'ava, the Rambam continues and says, Osek b'Torah b'mitzvos v'holech b'nsivos ha'chochma lo mipnei dova ba'olam v'lo mipnei yira sarah v'lo kidei lira shatova ala osa emes mipnei shu emes. A person who's Oved Me'ava, he'll be osek b'mitzvos, again, not for any self-interest, but purely altruistically. But the Rambam said osek b'Torah b'mitzvos. He didn't say anything about being porish min averos. Here too, it's clear for the Rambam, avas Hashem inspires fulfillment of mitzvah's essay, and it's yira that ensures compliance with mitzvah's los essay. But how do you understand that? If a son loves his father, And the father wants a cup of tea, so the son will run to bring the father a cup of tea. If a son loves his father and the father is taking a nap on Shabbos, so then the son is going to keep quiet and is not going to do anything to disturb that nap. Ahava, why doesn't love express itself everyone can go home and tell their spouse, I don't have to avoid doing things that irritate you. It's my first shabbat, I have to make positive gestures, but it's going to open the floodgates. I don't know, maybe we should stop here and not give a teretz. It's a good, call it a night, no? The Rambam, right beneath this in Halacha Gimel and Perek Yud, describes what Avas Hashem looks like. Ketzir yo Ava haru'ya, hu sheyo'av es Hashem Ava gedol yisera azam od. This intense, passionate Ahava, achetei nafsho kshua b'Avas Hashem, his soul is bound up with Avas Hashem. V'nimtza shoga batamid. He's constantly, forever immersed in it. Ke'elu chole ha'ahava. Like those who are lovesick. She'ein daito penuya me'avas osa isha. That his mind is never free from his ahava. Again, describing it from a man's vantage point, that his mind is never free from the ahava that he has for a particular woman. He's again constantly enveloped, immersed. Bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo, bein b'shashu, ocha v'shose. Every waking moment, regardless of what he's doing. Yesa mizet ya avas Hashem b'lev o'avav. So I don't know. I think if we'll conduct a survey, and the only people who will be eligible to respond to the survey are those who are very, very happily married, and we'll ask them to describe their experiences and to describe what marital bliss looks like. I don't think they'll tell us Halacha Gimel. For a couple to enjoy a wonderful marriage, it means that the husband can never think of anything other than his wife, and the wife can never think of anything other than the husband. Avas Hashem, for the Rambam, means that a person is just so totally captivated by, mesmerized by. Again, if you strip it of its negative associations, so totally obsessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that dominates his consciousness at all moments. Ahava doesn't always mean, doesn't exclusively mean love. It often means love, but it doesn't exclusively connote love. Which is why Avas Hashem translated as love, shouldn't discriminate between mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs los essay, but Avas Hashem as this magnetic pull, this irresistible pull, attraction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvahs essay, something that propels a person forward, so that will be inspired by Avas Hashem. A little bit of linen in the call of my woolen suit, it's not propelling me forward. It's not satisfying that insatiable hunger for coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find, albeit in a very, very different type of context, but we find in Tanakh also that Ahava doesn't mean exclusively love. So in Sefer Shmuel, when the Navi recounts how Amnon violates Tamar. Vayhi acharechen, ula Avshalom ben David, ula Avshalom ben David achos yofa ushma Tamar, vaye ehaveha Amnon ben David. Now, we know from what ensues that he doesn't love her. He doesn't love her. But it's clear already, even if we don't have to wait many psukim for the Navi to clarify that that's not what Vayeh Aveho means. Vayetze la'amnon lehischalos. He was so distressed that he became sick. Bavo tomo achoso ki besulahi. But he couldn't figure out how to successfully implement his designs. He had lust. He didn't have love. Again, it's the common denominator, again, Lahavdil, further than Mizrach Mimarav, well, not further distant than Mizrach Mimarav, but the common denominator in terms of how Ahava was used in the sense of Avas Hashem, it means this preoccupation with. Then when the Navi describes how Amnon violates Tamar, so the Pasuk concludes that Vayisna eha Amnon sinna gedola ma'od, ki gedola hasinna asher sinna'a me ahava asher aheva. That after he violates her, he despises her. And the feelings of sin that he has surpass the feelings of ahava that he previously entertained. So clearly ahava has meanings other than love. Love is not the exclusive meaning of ahava. And the Rambam himself, besides by Avas Hashem, when the Rambam, drawing upon the Gemara in Yuma, gives us a snapshot of Tshuva Gemura, again, you have it in front of you, gives us a snapshot of Tshuva Gemura. So the Rambam describes how Tshuva Gemura is when all the circumstances of Chet, in theory, would be replicated. A person isn't supposed to replicate them if the circumstances themselves involve other yisurim, but as a theoretical construct, when all the circumstances of chet are replicated, and the person's at the same stage of life, it's a scientific experiment. There's only one variable here. The variable is how will he react, and he reacts differently. Mipnei tshuva. That's an example of Tshuva Gemura. So the way the Rambam describes it is as follows. Kate said, line 2, Haresha ba al isha ba avera. He had illicit relations. Ula achaz man nisyached ima, v'hu omed ba ahavaso ba, ubekorach gufo, ubemedina she'ada ba. He loves her. He doesn't love her. The only history here is that they violated an Isra together. It means that same lust. He has the same lust that he has when he previously sinned, but this time he doesn't succumb. That's the snapshot of Tshuva Gemura. If you go back to when the Rambam, on the first page, when the Rambam introduced the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. So mitzvah kol odom le'avas kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael kegufo shenema v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. L'fichach tzarech l'saper b'shivcho shvacho v'lochos al mamono kasha hu chos al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvar atzmo. The Rambam here, again, we alluded before to Hilchos Eivel, but the Rambam here in Hilchos Deos only gives two manifestations of Ahava. One is to be considerate of the other person's mamon, money, and the other is to be considerate of the other person's dignity. And therefore, the Rambam says, the way Avas Yisrael expresses itself is you praise the person, and you're careful that his money shouldn't be squandered. That's love. That's concern and consideration. It's ahava, not b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modacha, because those adjectives are not added on to v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Again, ahava, b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ma'od, translates into this, again, without its negative associations, into this mindfulness to the point of obsession. Ahava, without those, without the b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odacha, be mindful of, be considerate of, be concerned with. The most basic level of Avos Yisrael doesn't require that we love every other Jew. The most basic level of Avos Yisrael requires that we have a genuine care and concern, that there's consideration for a fellow Jew. The Rambam, that's all the Rambam translates based on the two Mishnayos and Avos, of Yehi Mamon Chavecha Chavev Alecha Kishalach, and Yehi Chvod Chavecha Chavev Alecha Kishalach, as the Kesef Mishnah cites. So we should know that it is important to recognize it's a klal that the Rishonim present, the Achronim perhaps say more explicitly. Often mitzvahs have many levels. There's a basic level, there's the minimal requirement, and then there are higher levels. So for instance, if you take a look, it's towards the end of the sources, commenting on the pasuk at the end of Parshas Ekev, where the Torah speaks of Uladovkabo, where the Torah speaks of Dveikus. So the Ramban initially says that what Dveikus means is, V'nema b'Yoshua, v'b'shem Eloheyam, lo saskiru, v'lo sashbiru, v'lo sa'avdum, v'lo sashtach, v'lohem kiyam b'Hashem, elokeichem tidboku, kasha asisem ara yom hazeh. So Dveikus is mentioned in context of Avodah Zarah. It's to the exclusion of Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban says what Ladov Kavo means, to cling to Hashem, means that only look to Hashem. Don't look to Avodah Zarah. Don't think that there's anything to be gained by association with Avodah Zarah. Shelo yachshav sheyeh b'Avodah Zarah shum ikar, el hakol efes v'ayin. No, it's nothing. So what does it mean to be Dovek B'Hashem? That you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively. Then the Ramban says, V'yitochein shetichlol hadveika. Tichlol means it includes, meaning he's not offering an alternative to his first understanding of Dveikus, but he's saying that there's a higher level to the mitzvah also. The basic level of the mitzvah is, again, cling to Hashem in that He's the one you turn to, not to Avodah Zarah. And the higher level is Shetia Zocha Hashem Ba'avaso Tomid, Lo Tiparid Machshavtecha Mimenu, Belechtecha Badaruch Uvshach B'chav Kumecha. The higher level of Dveikus is that one's thoughts are always, always focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Shiyu Dvarvim B'nei Odom B'fivil B'lshonu, even when a person is interacting with other people and conducting a conversation, but at that same moment, his mind is with Hashem. Aval hu lifnei Hashem. The Meshech Chochma also speaks of that. Omnam ledati hi mitzvah pratis kol leles kol anshei ha'uma. The mitzvah of ledov gabal for the Meshech Chochma is to have bitachon. On the one hand, it encompasses everyone. Kol echad lefi erko. But the way everyone fulfills it on different levels. So does Avos Yisrael also evoke the image of Rav Kook? Absolutely. But that's the higher level of Avos Yisrael. The most basic level of Avos Yisrael is da'aga, hitchashvut, concern, care for one's fellow Jew. Sometimes, you know, we're not all Rav Kook. Maybe there's a little bit of an understatement in that. Sometimes when there are really divisive issues, I don't know, it requires a tremendous greatness of spirit to transcend and to love. But even when we don't find ourselves able to do that, even if we don't find that within ourselves, there is, we do have the capacity, the divisive issues notwithstanding, to have the most basic care and concern for a fellow Jew. We do have that, even in the presence of the most divisive of issues. Let's just a few more minutes. What about in terms of, so how do Ahava and Sinna coexist, as the Baal HaTanya says? So to say it a little bit differently, it's easier, relatively speaking, for Ahava and Sinna to coexist, because one can, if one thinks that the way someone is acting, or the way a group of people is acting, is 100% shalokadin, you can hate that. You can hate that. Mitzvah l'snoso. You can hate that. But that hatred can't preclude a basic sense of consideration and concern for the other person. You can hate that position that people espouse. You can hate the fact that they adopt that position. If in one's estimation and one's estimation, you know, as validated by Rabbonim and an understanding of Torah sources, if it's not an Elo v'Elo dispute, so yes, mitzvah l'snoso, but that can coexist. If you have a relative, I don't know, and the relative is an addict, you hate what that relative is doing. And you have a profound concern and consideration for that relative. Even if the love isn't there, even when love isn't there, it's easier to have that concern and consideration. Well, what about the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention in Hilchos Deos the mitzvah l'snoso instance as an exception to the prohibition of kol asone echad miYisrael? So apparently, it doesn't need to be mentioned because it's not an exception. Rather, it's simply beyond the purview of the mitzvah. If something qualifies, if something seemingly falls within the purview of a mitzvah, so then it's an exception, and the Rambam needs to carve out that exception in Hilchos Deos. If something isn't an exception, it simply lies beyond the purview of the mitzvah, it's not an exception. So he doesn't need to mention it here. The issur of Lo Tisna Sechicha Bilvavecha is that a person shouldn't have his own personal hatred for another Jew. Haroa b'chavero dvar erva. When a person witnesses a dvar erva, so then that's not his personal hatred. That's yiras Hashem sin asra. The isser of kol asone echad, and yitachen that's part of what's intended bilvavecha, means that it's your sinner. It's not the Torah's sinner. It's your sinner. But if it's not your sinner, no, it's not about me. It's not about my feelings. It's not about my distaste or disgust. It's Yeres Hashem Sinas Ra. That's not what Losisna Sachicha Bilvavecha covers. And it's not an exception. It's simply beyond the purview. If we monitor our sinner when it's mutar and even mitzvah l'snoso, if we monitor that sinner, that the sinner isn't my personal sinner for that individual or for that behavior. It's not my personal sinner. We cleanse it of that dimension. But rather, it's, again, it's what I'm feeling is Yiras Hashem Sin Asra. If we monitor the sinner, it in no way will preclude the care, concern, and consideration which Avos Yisrael mandates. Somewhat of a paradigm for this conception in terms of sinner, you find that the Sforno has in Parshas Re'eh, in the context of the Mesis U'Mediach, the false prophet who tries to lure someone into being Oved Avodah Zarah. So as the Torah sort of narrates the scene and then presents the relevant mitzvahs, so all of a sudden in the middle, in Pasuk Hey, you have it here on top of page 4, the Torah seemingly interrupts that flow with general, universal principles. Achrei Hashem Elokechem Telechu Ve'oso Siro Ves Mitzvosev Teshmo Uvekolos Teshmo Ve'oso Savodu Uvosid Bokun. So the Sforno understands that each of these phrases resonates specifically in this situation. How does Uvosid Bokun? You should be dovik and Hashem. You should be clinging to Hashem in your response to this Navi Sheker who's trying to induce you to be Oved Avodah Zarah. How does it resonate in this context? Says the Sforno, Shia Tachlis Kol Pulaschem Lasos Ritzono V'lo Tia Sin Oscha Alze Misoveves Me'eva Kodemes. You should hate that person. The person who's trying to lure you into Avodah Zarah, you should hate him, but you should ensure that it's not your personal hatred. It's not because in the past you've had your run-ins with him, and now Motzeh Balchov Mokom Ligvas Eschova. Now you have an opportunity to I never liked him anyway, so now you know now's my chance to have the unbridled sinner. No. When there is sinner, it's not one's personal sinner. Lo tia sin oscha al zeh misuveves me'eva kodemes. You know, even the phrase that we began with, where in the Seder Tefillah we describe Yom HaKippurim as Yom Simas Ahava V'Reyus, it seems to be going downhill. Ahava, love, and Reyus, fellowship? We're going min hachomu el hakal. But according to what we're suggesting in terms of what ahava means, no, the most basic level of ahava, no, is similar to tereus. So halavai that we should all be zocha to fulfill the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael as Rav Kook did, where ahava taka does mean love on the highest level of the mitzvah. But if that seems unrealistic, so then we have to be mindful of what the Chofetz Chaim says, that when we erroneously, when we exaggerate the demands of a mitzvah, so that will undermine us in fulfilling the basic level of the mitzvah, which is always, by definition, realistic. Sinna, as long as it's monitored, that it's not my personal sinna, it's Yeras Hashem Sinas Ra, allows for Avos Yisrael, certainly on its most basic level of concern and consideration, and halavai, we should all be zocha someday to Avos Yisrael on its highest level of love. A good year.